This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Effort is how we describe our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. We being yours truly, sounding an old television announcer, Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn, who is from the DJV show and also co-host of The Morning Answer on KRLA in Los Angeles, with Brian... I was trying to think of something that embellishes his hair, and I couldn't quite do it.
I'm not being nice.
What did you say, embellishes his hair?
Yes.
He doesn't
McFadden's got a good head of hair. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, who is the damnedest, most evil human being on the planet.
Thank you,
and
sir.
He displays that daily with his evil thoughts that you can get on iTunes. I don't know why he hasn't been banned from iTunes yet, but I think it's still working out. So, Jennifer, we ought to do a podcast every day called Good Thoughts.
How about deep thoughts?
Deep thoughts.
Yeah.
Just because I'm evil doesn't mean I'm not deep.
Yeah. Oh, you are deep.
I'm claiming deep, too.
He is deep and evil. I can
Deep like a toilet. You know what? That's a great name for a podcast.
Yep.
Deep and evil.
Actually, that's a morning show. Deep and evil in the morning.
The Deep and Evil Show.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Never mind.
Damn it. I like it. I'm changing it. I'm doing it right now.
Jennifer, you're also on the station in the Inland Empire doing an afternoon program.
And
Jennifer and her father, Michael Horn, run the CRN Digital
Shop. Would you stop? We're going to be out of time if you keep talking
about
hogging
jobs. All the jobs.
All right, let's get to the top stories according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine this week. Charts for the week of October 9th to the 13th. I will tell you right off the bat, I don't necessarily agree. It's not my place to agree or disagree with the way the countdown comes out, but I'll tell you why in just a second. Number 10, usual sports stuff, yakking about sports talk radio and the NFL, the protests, and who's going to kneel and who isn't, and who's a good guy and who's a bad guy, and who's going to fix it. I don't know if this happens at baseball games, though. Have there been any kneelers?
Yes, one guy.
There was one guy.
Right. Where was this? They shot him.
Was it Oakland A's?
We did. I think you're right. It was some guy that said it was evil to men. There's only been one guy, but don't look for any of that during the playoffs. And by the way, go Yankees. Thank you.
How dare you?
Doug is going to hate that. I hate the Red Sox.
There's only one answer here. Dodgers. I am rooting for a Dodger-Yankee World Series, though. That would be fun.
Really? Yeah, who cares? It's all over now.
Oh, that's a natural.
You know what?
Rich is hitting the pro
now that I don't watch near as much football because I'm just tired of the political aspects of it.
How about this? Trump is a Yankee fan.
And right now that the Nats are just getting their epic collapse, I've got nothing to watch. I got time. I'm getting stuff done around the house now.
You know what? It was your attitude. That was your problem.
Your wife is happy about that.
Yeah.
All right, number 9 on the story list. The California wildfires, I do not believe that should be at number 9. I believe that is the most
important story. That is just unbelievable.
Of the week. And I'll tell you a personal story that may not have been heard by a lot of people that listen to the countdown review as we go through this list in more detail. Number 8, continuing aftermath of what happened in Las Vegas. Number 7, discussion of a new tax plan. Number 6, discussion of what to do with the Iran nuclear pact. Most of the Republican senators said, Mr. Trump, leave it alone. Number 5, North Korea is threatening us again? Jeepers, I didn't know that.
I think that one just stays at number 5. Yes, they just never move anywhere.
Number 4 is the Obamacare order. Number 3 is Donald Trump taking a shot at NBC. There are lots of reasons this week to be taking shots at NBC. That's only one of them. The feud between Senator Corker and Donald Trump is number 2. And good old Harvey the Pig Weinstein. And all of the hoo-ha-ha around him turns out to be number one this week. I think the wildfires is number one and Weinstein is two. The rest of the Trump stuff, yeah, I don't have any problem with any of that. I just think in terms of what really has captured people's minds, you look at any newspaper, you look at any television, any kind of legitimate or quasi-legitimate news organization, people are so focused on these California fires, which are the deadliest in the history of the state. You, Joe, live in California. Jennifer, mm-hmm. you live in California. 31 people have died. One of them I knew. As a matter of fact, the son of a lady that's a very important part of my program, a lady I've known for 5 or 6 years that I like immensely, have great regard for her. Her name is Maria Francesca Trilogy. She does a lot of coaching and help on the air, astrology, that sort of thing. Great, a grande dame, a typical Italian lady with such panache and flair. She loved her children. And this guy is an architect. He went in, started a job in Santa Rosa a couple of weeks ago, and he went in to get, when the fire was getting closer and closer, he went in to get his tools and the material he was using for the job, and the fire spread so fast around him, he never got out. Died.
Wow. His isn't the only story like that. There's a story of people who, a couple who spent 6 hours hiding in their swimming pool. Yeah. A couple who, an elderly couple who passed away. I mean, I have a lot of friends in that area, and the devastation in Santa Rosa specifically. I mean, I had friends who lost a winery. I had friends who lost a hotel. Kohl's department store. I mean, these are not just things that are on the outskirts of town. These are whole communities that are getting wiped out.
Yeah. That whole, that town, city, 150,000 people live there. Most of them have no homes to go back to. Nothing. I saw a picture, I think it was this morning or yesterday, of a large, new Avalon apartment complex. And Avalon has gone around the country building these apartment complexes everywhere. Most every area knows of Avalon. They have them in Los Angeles, Richie. They must have them in Washington, where you are. Anyway, this whole complex, only 2 years old. And I saw a picture of a woman running out as the back end of the place is on fire. She's running out with a couple of suitcases and books and stuff as she's running away from the fire. Now, I'm sure she had a lot more notice than that. Hello, all you got to do. And that's part of this. Part of the human drama is people being so silly. I mean, in the case of the folks that we were talking about who lost their lives, a 100-year-old couple. What are you going to do with them? And, you know, whether the rest of their family didn't
Jennifer,
know how close
we,
it was. But
do we know how these quick fires started?
The idea is that they've had really bad winds for the past week, and the theory is that a couple of power lines actually fell down and sparked many of these fires. But the thing is that there is actually 28 of them burning right now. It was 17, then it was 22, now there's 28, and so they keep just feeding each other, and that's what's making it so hard for firefighters. Is with a big fire, you can actually create like a perimeter and attack it, but because there are so many different fires burning, it's making it incredibly difficult to actually tackle any of them.
Well, it's a tragedy, a scope of which there isn't much to compare it to. I've lived in Southern California in the wintertime since 1993, and I know I've never confronted any of these. The closest they ever came was about a mile away from me up and down the PCH 1 year. But Jennifer, you've remember that year?
Horrible.
I remember that year in the 90s. It was back in the 90s.
Yeah,
and
late
that
90s.
Fire went right to
the
Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I remember that one.
One of the political rubs of this fire, not only do you have Governor Brown coming out saying that it's the global warming that caused the fires, but California has such, and Joe, I'm wondering if you heard about this, but I just learned about it yesterday. The state of California has such stupid environmental regulations that they have certain restrictions as to what kind of brush you can actually clear. I mean, we know in Southern California that if you have a home near the mountains, you're supposed to clear brush to create a fire break. Apparently up in Northern California, because there's so much national forest and wilderness, they because we had so much rain this year, there was so much overgrowth, and it was fed, it was protected by the state as to what could be removed by the fire department as far as brush clearance and tree and plant clearance, basically. There were regulations on it, so they weren't able to do as much clearance this year as they needed to do because of the rainy season this past winter. Crazy.
You know, I'm not, I haven't read that. You're probably right, because that sounds like California.
Yeah, it does sound like
California. It sounds just like California.
There's no common sense. These people are nuts. No, I live in the two craziest states in the country.
You do. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. We're crazy.
All the time.
And I don't agree with it, that what goes on politically in either one of them. Right? The last decent governor, and people say, yell at me when I say that, I think somebody who straightened out a lot of messes was Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was governor. Say what you will about him getting along with the legislative branch. You look at the cuckoos who are in the legislature there, and you're going to understand what goes on. We finally have a decent governor. Oh, Mitt Romney, Mom, say it again, Doug. Mitt Romney wasn't a bad governor in Massachusetts. Bill Weld was the best governor that I can remember in my lifetime. Now a fellow named Charlie Baker is governor. They're all Republicans, and they all have common sense to counter. And I think that's what happens. I think there have been people who make a good argument, people over the years who make a good argument that people, and this is why you see it on the national scene, the pressure now to break up the stranglehold the Republicans had, like trying to break up the stranglehold when the Democrats were in charge of the White House and the legislative branch. Let's have one group in charge of one body and one in charge of another.
I don't know about that, but let's start voting the heck out of incumbents. If they're in there, let's just vote them out.
Whatever they are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. All right. So we've taken care of that problem, sort of. At 18 past the hour, let me tell you about something that happened to me this week. Richie, you'll be interested in this because you've been around me for a long time. He knows that I would spend, when I was on the air, I would, with each of the breaks, go down and have some fruit, lots of fruits. Used to eat 12 different kinds of fruits a day. No worries. This is all natural, all pure. Balanceofnature.com to enhance your immune system. Get away from the sugar. First month is free. All kinds of reasons to go online to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
I knew a very wealthy man who bought a potato farm in Idaho. He had no interest in potatoes or farming, but that farm came with a highly profitable government subsidy for not growing potatoes. Farm subsidies today cost taxpayers $30 billion a year, mostly for corporate growers of wheat and corn. Almost all of the money goes to corporations and wealthy people who own most of America's modern farms. One study found that 50 billionaires had received farm subsidies. This is welfare for people who clearly don't need it. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might ask what business the government has shelling out our money to support special groups in any industry. Remember, equal treatment under the law is America's first principle.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No. North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get back to the conversation, the action here, 23 after the hour. We're into this overview. By the way, the podcast of the Countdown Show available now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show has its own website. Good day.
Good day.
Thank you, Doug. I'm going into another one of the podcasts. We have a podcast called cleverly the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you're able to go to the talkradiocountdownshow.com and get this week's edition, last week's edition will be now. It's very easy. Go to the web page, you click on one button, and bingo, you're there. And you can hear summaries, sort of all the important stuff being discussed in capsule form. All right, so let's see. We've gone from the wildfires. I don't know what you say about Las Vegas, except there appears to be more to this story, and you wonder whether there's a cover-up on the part of the hotel, the police. I mean, why is there all of this consternation and confusion? How come it's not easy to figure out where this guy came from, what he decided to do, what
why
he really did?
Right.
I mean, what's the problem?
I don't know, Doug. I think it's really interesting. The story to me is that at this point, as far as we know, there's no motive. We don't know why.
I'll tell you what the motive is. The guy was on some kind of mental.
Yeah, he was on drugs.
Yeah, he was on drugs.
Well, that's true. Now I think they did a sectioning of his brain already. They didn't say, you know, people for a while there was conspiracy theory that he had a brain tumor. Excuse me, and this is why he went off. But that's not so. So you may be right on the drugs thing. There was the Valium that he was on.
He was taking Valium, yeah. And I think the guy just lost his mind.
I know the people who are the best in the country. Richie, you've heard me talk about this before. A company called Cerescan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N, headquartered in Denver, run by a friend of mine. And they're the ones who get these brains and dissect them and try to figure out what goes on with them. They have been doing this now for 14 or 15 years. They've done all of the NFL players. They've done the soldiers, they do people who have brain injuries. They call them insults. They don't call them injuries. They call them insults, whatever may happen physically or otherwise. And so they look at the regions of the brain. They compare them. They have a, what do they call it? They have a standard, a benchmark. They have benchmarks based on most of the research they did with the first 3,400 football players that they examined, and then they take it from there. When I had my brain examined, I was compared to some football player in order to figure out what the various zones in my head were doing and why they were, you know, why they showed up the way they did. So they take this guy's brain, and they're going to analyze it from stem to stern and try to figure out what it is. And I think you'll see more of that sort of thing happening. I don't know what you do with it after you get the results. So what do you do with the results? That'll be the next challenge. But finding out what made this guy tick. But I mean, in the real sense of, it doesn't seem to me like the police are forthcoming or that there's something in the hotel. There's something about this.
The hotel is now has a different timeline. They're saying it was only a matter of 40 seconds between when the security guard was shot and when he started shooting out the window, where the police are saying it was 6 minutes between the two events.
What took the police so long to get there?
Yeah, 72 minutes.
Yeah.
Between the first shots and when
they're rapid response.
Down. Yeah.
A place like Vegas.
Oof. So it looks like he was prescribed diazepam.
That's the generic name or whatever it is, which is Valium. The brand name is Valium, I understand.
Yeah. It's supposed to calm you down. I don't know that it. I took one pill once that made me crazy, so I never took
Really? We'll see that. I guess that's
a number
what
of years ago. I forget what it was even for.
Define crazy. What did it make you want to do, though?
It made me. No, it just made me very uncomfortable, unsettled.
Yeah.
Not in control of yourself.
Really? Right. See, well, wow. Yeah. Is that interesting, too? That it's supposed to have the opposite effect.
You know what happened to me? I had evil thoughts after I took that. And I'm thankful that I recovered. Joe obviously hasn't recovered, and so his Evil Thoughts podcast is at iTunes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour. This is the professional broadcaster's overview of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Each week when the folks at Talkers give us their list of items that are on the top 10 story and people list, there are a number of broadcasters that are invited to get together. Normally, Victoria Keelan is here, along with Joe Crummy, who has the podcast Evil Thoughts, Rich McFadden, who's been with me for 20-some-odd years here with Thoughts. I'm tempted to stay away from some of the more controversial items that are on here, political items, because we're not really fair and balanced, kind of like Fox was never fair and balanced. We got three people here who would agree probably on most of this stuff, so I'm not going to waste a lot of time.
Can I throw one out at you, though, and see if we do agree on all of it?
Oh, okay. I'll fight. I'll take the other side just to be evil, I'll tell you.
Good joke.
Trump wanting to censor NBC.
I'll be...
Yeah, okay.
I love
so,
it.
Background on that. Give us the NBC thing that I'm annoyed about is how they killed the Harvey Weinstein story. But the Trump thing is...
Yeah.
Well, he's just been calling it fake news, and then he just throws out or tweets out a threat to censor or to challenge NBC's.
Did he threaten, or did he just say, well, how about this?
He just kind of tossed it out there.
He throws it out there.
But it becomes a threat to challenge their FCC license, and you cannot do that.
They don't have an FCC. The networks don't have FCC licenses. Only people who have licenses are television stations and radio stations.
But so you cannot do that.
Yeah, but all their affiliates do. You know, all the affiliates do.
Well, the affiliates of the... Yeah, but they're not good. I mean, Trump... This is frustrating.
You want to fight? I'll fight. Look, I don't think he really means I'm the president and I'm going to call up the FCC and that guy, what's his
name? No, but you know what, Joe? What's going on?
But as president, you cannot threaten
presidential. I like what he's doing. I like the tax plan, even though the usual sign from the Democrats, it's all for the rich. No, it's not. You analyze it, but it makes for great political headlines. It's for the rich. And, you know, other items that are blatantly political, You know, I don't know what to think about North Korea, frankly, and whether there really is a problem. But there are a lot of things that he's doing on his own. I mean, he's like on an island, and you can't do stuff productively and get as much done as he wants to get done if you keep throwing, you know, soap in their face. And, you know, the corker thing. And the, I mean, look at all of the things that are on the countdown this week that that focus on Trump. The corker, Senator Corker feud, what he says about him. NBC, the health care thing, whether we, you know, attack North Korea, the Iranian nuclear pact, we don't want to do that.
It's obvious that he thrives in this environment.
Yeah, but it isn't, we don't thrive in it.
No, we don't. The country does not.
I love that.
Okay.
So but I
just would like his agenda.
I
like his agenda. I want his agenda to get completed. But he throws so many obstacles in
but
the way of it.
Here's the reality, though. His agenda is getting completed. Yeah. There are a lot of things that he's doing.
The healthcare thing isn't fixed.
Either
look
just
what he did there yesterday.
Changing the State Department, changing the DOJ, changing the environment of the EPA, changing the Education Department. He's doing a lot of things that don't get reported on because he's sucking all the air out of the media and out of the room that nobody ever talks about. And I don't know whether it's smart on his behalf because nobody's looking while he does it. And look at these executive orders on Obamacare.
I'm becoming too conventional with my thinking. And I'm listening too much to getting too much, you know, doing what we all do for a living. I'm exposed to all this stuff. I have 14, 15 news sources I go to every day, and they're all annoyingly anti-Trump to the point where I don't pay attention. And then I'm looking around for stuff, and then I, in my gut, I don't like to approach problems the way he does it. So my visceral reaction is, why does he do it that way? Why can't he do it another way?
And I hate it, too, but I can't decide whether he's crazy or crazy like a fox.
Yeah.
I'll take the latter on that. I think he's great because he's confronting a lot of things that he's confronting, just in a general statement now, the gorilla in the room that a lot of people want to ignore. Take Puerto Rico, look what he's saying. He's saying, you guys are bankrupt, and we're not going to eat your bankruptcy. That's what he was saying when he got pilloried for making those tweets, and he's exactly right about that. I think it's cool. When he went after NBC, I don't really think he's going to call up the FCC and go, I want you to turn off their switch. He understands the media better than anybody, and what he wants is he wants everybody to know that he doesn't like it. He's not going to do anything about it. One of his tweets was NBC equals CNN, and he's right about that. When I see CNN, and they're like, well, we're going to discuss what the president just said, I go, okay, well, they're all going to hate it, and sure enough, they do all the time. I mean, it's constant. He's talking about media bias in a way that I don't think that presidents prior have really come out and said.
No, I love that he's talking about media bias because it's right.
That's a huge story, Rich. I think that's a huge story, media bias. Huge.
I mean, there is no unbiased media anymore. An unbiased media outlet.
Right. There isn't, isn't there? So therefore, the news media is irrelevant in terms of its major cause in life, which is to present the news.
Right.
It isn't the news media. It's the opinion media.
Right. That's exactly right. And I don't know where to. You have to kind of put a filter on. If I see a story from the Washington Post, I go, okay, I know what that's going to be. All right, CNN.
Well, if I go to Evil Thoughts, if I go to the podcast Evil Thoughts, I know what I'm going to get.
Right, but I'm honest about it. I go, look, I have evil thoughts, but I'm not trying to fake you out and say, oh, I'm just a journalist or I'm a news person or squint into the camera like I'm I'm supposedly Walter Cronkite Anderson.
I don't think anybody
be honest about it.
And it's much bigger than that, actually. It's a lot bigger than that because look at what Google. Okay, Google leans left, so they're going to filter. YouTube leans left, so they're going to filter. Twitter leans left, so they're all going to filter. Everybody has some kind of filter.
Tell me something. Why is it that all of these people, all of these organizations, lean so much to the left?
Great question.
It's not where the majority of people are in the country.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the majority of people are either in the center or to the right. They're not to the left. So why is there all
this?
Well,
the tech companies are all California-based.
Yeah.
You know, when you get into the San Francisco.
And a lot of them, youngster people. Look at Mark Zuckerberg.
Exactly.
This guy.
Yeah. So you look at the demographics.
He's the guy. Zuckerberg wants He wants a, what is it, a national salary, I think, where everybody just gets money. That's Zuckerberg wants that.
Can we get as much as he's getting? I'll sign up for that deal if I get what he's getting. Yeah, where do I sign
what are you
up
getting,
for? I'm signing up for that deal. If I can get what he's getting, I'm signing up.
Exactly.
All right, 42 past the hour. Evil Joe, Evil Rich, and Evil Doug here. Reviewing up next the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Was it Weinstein or Weinstein? I don't think I've ever
seen Weinstein. Like Springsteen. Weinstein. That's how
it's spelled. S-T-E-E-N. Yeah. All right. So in the meantime, I'm going to send people to ZipRecruiter. Say again, Doug. To ZipRecruiter. Not ZipRecruiter, but there may be a company. Check that out. Will you please, Richie?
I'll look it up.
See, Google ZipRecruiter and see if there is a place.
I bet you there's got to be.
Company called ZipRecruiter. I'm trying to get you focused on ZipRecruiter, though, at the moment, because that is the company.
Well, you know what?
What?
The first link that comes up is ZipRecruiter. So even if you do ZipRecruiter, you will get a ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, okay, good.
But there also is a ZipRecruiter, so.
I didn't put my foot all the way in my mouth then, Richie. Thank heaven
not
for
all
that. If you are looking for great talent for your business and you have a short period of time, do what smart businesses are doing, no matter what their size, all over the country. They go online to hire using the software in the ZipRecruiter program. ZipRecruiter posts your job to hundreds of the web's leading job boards. One click, Basili, and one click only.
Basili, one click, and one click only.
You can rest easy knowing that your job, my grammarian is listening, and she'll tell me whether it's rest easily or rest easy. I would say that you can rest easily. Easy is not a noun in this circumstance. However, I think the message still will get through that you need the right candidates. And ZipRecruiter is the best in the business at finding them and doing it fast. You don't have to find them. They find them for you. That's their job. That's the way they take their job. So get a head start on the needs that you have for your company. Again, doesn't make a difference how big it is. 80% of employers are using ZipRecruiter now to get the quality candidates through their site. And it happens in 24 hours. Catch it for yourself. Use it. Doesn't cost you anything when you use the code DJV behind ZipRecruiter.com. Yep. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Talk radio review. Hot hits in talk radio. The countdown. The charts for the week of October 9th to the 13th. We count them down. And this is the official list. So we go from number 10 to number 1. Sports talk radio. The playoffs and the protests. The double P. Playoffs and protests, yakety-yak about both of those things. Let's see, California wildfires in the number 9 position on the countdown. The aftermath of the shooting and lots of questions still, number 8, a lot of conversation about that. The new tax plan from the Republicans is number 7, continuing to discuss whether or not we should dump our deal with the Iranians for the nuclear proliferation. The situation with North Korea, number 5. The health care discussion, number 4. The attack from the president on NBC, number 3. The president feuding with senators, 2. And Harvey Weinstein, number 1.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Let's spend a minute here on the countdown reviewing the people list, shall we? Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning at number 10. Roger Goodell, number 9. Stephen K. Bannon is at 8. God knows why. Jimmy Kimmel is at number 7, making, I believe, a fool out of himself. Or let's say limiting his audience. Let's put it that way. Rose McGowan, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon kind of tied for number 6. Kim Jong-un, number 5, Hillary is number 4, Senator Bob Corker is in the third position because he's having a tiff with Donald Trump, who's in the second position, but at the top of the heap, both the story side and the people side have Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein, some people say Weinstein, some people say Weinstein, whatever he says, he's discredited from top to bottom now. When you look in the dictionary for a definition of pig, you're going to see a picture of him next to it. That's the story. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to it is number one. I believe it's appropriately number one, even if the fires, well, one or two. Harvey Weinstein, the company board said they didn't know about the settlements that were made. They're not sure that it's possible the settlements could have been made. NYPD is looking into allegations of an assault case. Every yep. starlet that you can imagine has said that he harassed her. Name the person. And there are a lot more Harvey Weinsteins, a bunch of pigs in
Ben Affleck's getting drug into this thing.
Yes, well, he is. That's a different kettle of fish.
Well, there's a little of that there. There's a little of it with a lot of these older stars that have been around that add a lot to the dollar and cents. You know, you can name an established star, and he or she, well, he, not she, he's been accused. Tom Selleck is an example of that, 74 years old.
And, what? He was accused? I didn't know that.
He's had a trail behind him for years.
Really?
So now Weinstein Books is closed. They've changed the name. Weinstein Company will probably go back to Miramax. But that's all happenstance. How do these things go? How do they get this bad before something happens and we realize what a pig this guy is? Why does it go on so long?
You know, because he's rich and powerful, and people are in the industry, and they don't want their careers hindered, so they can look the other way as long as they can. Rich, would you disagree with that?
Here's the reality. People who have mega power lose all sense of reality.
Yeah.
And I mean, look at the Tiger Woods, look at the Trumps, look at the Clintons, look at anybody who's ever been president, or a world leader, or a super mega sports star. They have no sense of reality, so there are no rules for
them. I think there's a lot to that, but look at Anthony Weiner. He wasn't exactly a, big shot.
But in his mind, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm looking at some of these other companies. Remember, Google was in trouble a couple of months ago for this kind of stuff. Now it looks like Bezos is being accused of harassment and covering up harassment problems at Apple, not Apple, at Amazon. And so will this bring forth an appropriate number of accusations, or does it get overdone and overemphasized, or do I sound like a white guy?
Is it really
this bad? And if it is, I want to kick somebody in the groin. I want to kick a bunch of people in. If this is the way they, this is.
I think there's a lot of it that goes on, and with people just standing up now, women standing up now, where in the '60s and '70s you just didn't. And with the internet, it just spreads like wildfire, and I think that train is over.
Yeah, Rose McGowan is going
over?
For it.
Yeah, and, Rose McGowan
is going for it now.
Of rape.
She has, right, she had signed apparently some kind of a non-disclosure agreement, and now she's just, oh, you know, well, you're too bad, I'm not going to do it. I never
Why did they shut off her Twitter account? I didn't understand that.
Well, apparently, she was saying it's because of the rich and powerful. I read last night, I don't know whether this is true or not, that she'd used somebody's personal phone number on it.
There's still going to be influence peddled here, for sure. All right, there are the experts with their conversational approach to the issues this week.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for me, because Victoria Keelan is indisposed. So I, Doug Steffen, have the pleasure of going through the top five stories this week from the world of technology. And I will do as Kara is at the controls. Kara Schilling will correct me if I stumble and bumble through something that I may not have mastery of, but let's see how well I can do. Number five on the list, working our way to number one, is a focus on this new waterproof Kindle. If you're an avid reader, you sit in the bathtub, you worry about your book getting soggy, can't read, can't put the good book down, though, so you want to have something to protect the Kindle if you're using it. So the folks, I guess, are smart enough to know there is a market for this. And just in time for Christmas, boys and girls, they've solved their big problem of making the Kindle waterproof. The idea is you'll be able to read at the beach or in the pool or in the bathtub. The model is called the Oasis, rated as being able to withstand immersion up to 2 meters of fresh water for an hour. Good God. So you're going to read under the water? $249. Wait a minute, there are two different versions. The 8-gigabyte Oasis is $249. The 32-gigabyte version is $279. So, and there's one that has free cellular connectivity that's $349. That's quite a price tag, because you buy them now. I bought one for Jennifer a couple of years ago. It was $70, I think, if I remember correctly. So anyway, got a 7-inch screen, built-in ambient light sensors, aluminum back, and there it is. The new Oasis Kindle. shipped by the end of the month. Number four, Netflix. Boo! Raising prices again. You look around between Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, HBO, and all the rest of them, those $6 to $15 charges every month quickly add up, and now Netflix is about to become more expensive. Your plan's going to go up by a buck or two. Increases for users in the United States. Increase goes into effect next month. And let's see, what's the standard service now? $9.99 goes up to $10.99. The premium plan goes from $11.99 to $13.99. Those of you who have the basic plan, rest easy, keep your dollar. Increase doesn't apply to the basic plan. So everybody's going to go backwards to the basic plan, except you won't be able to see anything. Can you see House of Cards with the basic plan? I think you can. All right, that's that story. Number three on the list, counting down to number one, the Internet beaming balloons headed to Puerto Rico. The FCC has given the green light to get a balloon-powered Internet program going to temporarily help the people because there's no Internet, there's no phone service, nothing in Puerto Rico. 83% of cell sites are still out of service. So that's where Project Loon comes in, partnering with local telecommunication companies to transmit high-speed Internet from high-altitude balloons. Run by the research firm X, formerly known as Google X, provided backup Internet services after other natural disasters. Matter of fact, it worked with Peru earlier this year to provide Internet during the bad flooding down there. So that's good news for those of you. There's nobody. We have a station in Puerto Rico, but they can't hear us because they're not on the air. Number two in the top five this week of technical items of interest and importance, Amazon says that parents can hand over the keys to the castle if they're silly enough to do so. Now, first time teenagers be able to independently log on to Amazon, shop as long as they're linked to their parents' account. New program launched this week allows four children in a family between the ages of 13 and 17 to browse the Amazon app on their mobile device, making purchases with payment methods chosen by their parents. Have the packages delivered right to them if that's what they choose. So, how do we like that, moms and dads? Parents can opt out of the green lighting on every purchase, setting a spending limit instead, each child, you got four children, set a different spending limit for each one. Still sounds a little iffy to me. Number one tech story of the week. Senators are planning social media oversight laws. Social media companies pretty much been operating without any outside regulation that could come to an end because of proposals in a bill that would make tech companies release details of who's buying political ads. Bill isn't out yet. Senators are working on it. They got to go to the Federal Election Commission first to get the language right. So if you spend $10,000 online to buy ads, you'd be supervised according to this bill. All right, there it is, the overview of the top tech talk stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.